Well, we've been speaking to the chief executive of the DAA, Dalton Phillips.
We've had a solid morning so far. We had a build-up between 3.30 and 4.30 a.m., which was sort of the busiest period. Longest time through security was 45 minutes at that period of time. By 6.30 a.m., queues were down to 10 minutes, and we've been sort of under 15 minutes since then. It is a very busy day. Anxious passengers presenting early. Not surprising, Brian, given the anxiety out there. Staff have been brilliant. And look, it's a very busy day. It's going to be a very busy weekend.
Have you at any stage had to triage passengers, use the holding areas, keep people back from entering the main terminal buildings?
No, we haven't today. And we will have this pre-terminal area, which is sort of our further contingency, which is certainly a learning from last Sunday, Brian. And that will go into operation towards the end of next week as a contingency. We do have some outside queuing areas today, which are just outside of the terminal. They are covered. They were covered last night for the rain, and people were being channeled through them. But actually, the queues were moving fast, and as I said, by 6.30 a.m., it was down to less than 10 minutes.
So the key here, presumably, is that all the security lanes are open. The staff are there to make that possible, unlike last weekend.
Well, and therein lies the nub of the issue, Brian, which is to have all the security lanes open at this stage is still not possible because we're rebounding from this pandemic, rebounding at a rate of knots that none of us anticipated. And so whilst we have recruited 200 extra security officers to date, we actually still need to continue to hire another 100. And we're still not at the level we need to be to consistently offer that service that we would have offered in a pre-pandemic period. And as you're probably aware, this is a European and worldwide problem. We're doing everything we can to get back to where we were, but we certainly let a lot of people down last Sunday.
So the measures that you've put in place, bringing extra people in, opening as many lanes as possible, how sustainable is that beyond this weekend into next week and through the summer period?
Well, we continue to hire as fast as we can, but we're in a very delicate situation because when you are down the required numbers of officers you need, like last weekend, which I talked about earlier this week into the Euarctus, you can find you have a very quick and rapid buildup of queues. So it's we're in a very tight situation, and I think the debate is really, you know, do we work in this direction or do we curtail capacity and cancel flights, which is what many European airports have been doing. I certainly don't want to do that. I don't think that's right, but I do admit that you're running at right, you're running in fine margins here, Brian.
But if you can't recruit the extra staff you need, and we know there's been a lot of debate about the pay rates and the terms and conditions under which those staff are employed, if you can't recruit those extra staff, then flights will have to be cancelled, curtailed. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that that's what a lot of European airports are doing because it's so hard to recruit security officers. And in fact, the whole aviation sector, Brian, has been challenged in recruiting people.
Yeah, but what will Dublin Airport be doing? What's facing you?
So we continue to hire. As I said, we've hired 200. We've got a class of 30 this week coming through. We've got a class of 35 next week. So we'll continue to hire. By the end of June, we will be at the full complement of officers that we need. But between now and June, the end of June, Brian, it's delicate. And at some stages, there will be long periods of queuing up to an hour. That's not something passengers would have experienced pre-pandemic. And it's not something that we are proud of. We want to get back to how it used to be. But it's taking time as we ramp back up.
And just finally, is the Platinum service, the fast track through security, which you availed of last weekend to go to the Middle East, is that operating as well today?
That is operating. We have three ways of getting through the airport. Fast track and Platinum are the other two ways. It's a service for Ireland Inc. in terms of obviously for government. We've got the Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine coming in today. I think we've got the Prime Minister of Luxembourg coming in tomorrow. So this is a key service that
just
connects us. And look, we're open to the debate about whether we should have it. I think for me, if I can, my focus is on getting these queues sorted out. If Platinum, when we need to direct resources from there to the main part of the terminal, we'll obviously need to do that.
The chief executive at Dublin Airport, Dalton Phillips, speaking to me earlier.